Tag Questions, taught by Sherry Summers. This lesson was recorded specifically for students of the American Accent course. Any reproduction of this audio in any form is strictly prohibited without the permission of AccentOnSpeaking.com.
Hi, and welcome back. In our last lesson, we talked about how we ask questions, the ups, the downs, how the intonation goes. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes up and down, depending on the kind of question we're asking. In this lesson, we're going to continue talking about questions, but in a little bit different sense. We're going to talk about tag questions. Do you know what a tag question is? Well, a tag is something that is extra, that is added on, and a tag question is just like that. A tag question consists of a statement and then a little question at the end. For example, it's hot today, isn't it? I made a statement, it's hot today, and notice how the intonation drops, and then I ask a little question, isn't it? Isn't it? It's hot today, isn't it? The isn't it part is the tag question. The tag question is usually very short. We always use a pronoun in the tag question, and then we use a verb or sometimes a modal, depending on the kind of sentence we have. The other interesting thing about tag questions is, if the statement is a positive statement, the tag part will be negative. So notice the tag question. So notice my question. It's hot today, isn't it? It is hot. It's hot today. So it is hot. Well, that's positive. Isn't it? Is not it? Isn't it? That is negative. So a little bit of grammar in here. But whenever we've got a positive statement, the tag will be negative. And whenever we have a negative statement, the tag will be positive. Now, I'm assuming that you've learned a lot of this before. If you haven't, there are a lot of great grammar books out there that will explain this in more detail. Our concern in this lesson is really two things. Number one, we want to work on the intonation and how the intonation feels in a tag question. And number two, I want you to have a nice review of how we connect words together. By reviewing these tag questions, we're going to start connecting all of the sounds together, and it's a really great review. You'll be able to really feel how words are connected together, and it'll be a good chance for you to remember, to think about how we're going to connect the words, because all of these consist of at least two words. And these two words need to be connected together. So if you look on your handout, you'll see the words, isn't it? And over that, you'll see a little mark that shows the intonation going up. So just as I asked the question before, it's hot today, isn't it? Now that is a usual intonation pattern for a yes-no question, isn't it? Yes, it is. So when we go up in intonation, when we ask a question that goes up in intonation, what are we looking for? We're looking for a yes or no answer. Just like when we ask a full question. Is that a good restaurant? I went up in the intonation. The expected answer is yes or no. But look at the next words. We have the intonation pattern that goes down. Isn't it? Isn't it? Where do you usually see this kind of intonation pattern? It's usually when we make a statement. So listen to this one. It's hot today, isn't it? Isn't it? It went down. The first time I asked you the question with the intonation pattern that went up, listen to this. It's hot today, isn't it? And then, it's hot today, isn't it? Which one's correct? Well, truthfully, they both are. But they have a different feeling. They have a different function. If I come to you and I say, it's hot today, isn't it? I'm looking for a yes-no answer. Yes, I went outside. It was very hot. it is hot. But when I come to you and say, it's hot today, isn't it? Why would I do that? I'm not looking for a yes-no answer. What am I looking for? It's hot today, isn't it? By going down and making that statement kind of intonation, I'm not asking you what you think. I want you to agree with me. I'm asking for your confirmation. So we're outside, we're sitting on a park bench, we're both hot. I say to you, oh, it's hot today, isn't it? And then the other person agrees or disagrees, but generally the speaker is trying to get a confirmation. So almost always you will agree with the speaker because that's what he's expecting. Of course, you don't have to, but if somebody asked, it's hot today, isn't it? Most likely you would say, yeah, it's hot. So once again, the rising intonation means that we really do want to know the answer. We don't know. The falling intonation shows that we want somebody to agree with us. If I went shopping and I would say, oh boy, this dress is ugly, isn't it? I think it's ugly. I think that you also think it's ugly, and I think you're going to agree. This dress is ugly, isn't it? And the other person says, yeah, it's really ugly. But he doesn't have to agree. He might say, no, no, I really like it. I think it's pretty. But the speaker is expecting the person to agree. So in this lesson, we're going to practice the tag questions with a rising intonation, a falling intonation, and I would like for you to pay special attention to the connecting sounds. So, whenever we have a sentence that has present tense, be verb, we're going to have a tag using a present tense, be verb. But remember, if we use a negative statement, the tag will be positive. If we use a positive statement, the tag will be negative. So, let's practice these tags first with a rising intonation and then with a falling intonation. Listen, am I? Are you? Is he? Is she? Is it? Are we? Are they? Okay, let's go down. Am I? Are you? Is he? Sounds like I-Z-Z-Y, doesn't it? Is he? That's because the words are connected together. Is she? Is it? Notice the schwa in the it. Is it? Are we? Are they? All right, now let's do that on the negative side. Remember, this is only when you're using a positive statement. You're going to use the tag in the negative sense. And something interesting, we don't say commonly, am I not? We can't say, am't I? There is no contraction for am not. So generally we say, aren't. Although in very correct English, you'll sometimes see, am I not? But aren't I? Is that how people usually say that? No. Let's look at the connecting sounds there. We have the N, the T, and the I. What do you think is going to happen to that T? Well, it's followed by a vowel. So most likely, very often, the T disappears. So listen again. Aren't I? Aren't you? What happened there? The T and the Y connected. We get that CH sound. Aren't you? Isn't he? What happened there? The T disappeared because the H is not usually pronounced, which leaves us with just a vowel. Isn't he? Isn't she? Okay, in that case, we have a held T. Isn't she? Isn't it? The T disappears because of the vowel that follows it. Isn't it? Aren't we? That T is held inside of the mouth. Aren't we? Aren't they? Okay, Let's let the intonation fall down. Aren't I? Aren't you? Isn't he? Isn't she? Isn't it? Aren't we? Aren't they? All right, great. Let me put a couple of sentences with it. She isn't happy, is she? I want you to agree with me. We're leaving early in the morning, aren't we? Okay, I'm not sure. I'm very late, aren't I? Okay, now let's think about be verbs in the past tense. When we use a statement that uses a be verb, past tense, we're going to use a be verb in the past tense in the tag, but we'll be using the positive for negative statements and the negative for positive statements. So pay attention again to the connecting sounds. Was I? Were you? Was he? Was she? Was it? Were we? Were they? All right, now let's let the intonation fall down. Was I? Were you? Was he? Was she? Was it? Were we? Were they? Okay, very good. Now let's do it with the negative tags. Be careful of that T. T is going to change depending on what follows it. Going up in intonation. Wasn't I? Weren't you? Wasn't he? Wasn't she? Wasn't it? Weren't we? Weren't they? All right, good. Let's try a few sentences. It wasn't very good, was it? I want you to agree with me. He was a great swimmer, wasn't he? I want you to agree with me. They weren't late, were they? I'm asking you a question. Okay, so far we've looked at be verbs, both in the present tense and in the past tense. Now, when do we use do as a tag? When do we use do in a question? We use do anytime we have a question that doesn't have another modal and that isn't using a be verb. So, any regular verb in the present tense, we're going to use a tag with do. Now, when we have do, we're ending with a vowel. Be careful of the connection that follows if you've got another vowel. If you end with an S, as in does, be careful if the next sound is also a vowel. So, listen to the connecting sounds with the intonation pattern going up. Do I? Do you? Does he? Does she? Does it? Do we? Do they? Okay, and now going down. Do I? Do you? Does he? Does she? Does it? Do we? Do they? Okay, and negative tags. Be careful of the T again. Don't I? Don't you? Doesn't he? Doesn't she? Doesn't it? Don't we? Don't they? Okay, and now with falling intonation. Don't I? Don't you? Doesn't he? Doesn't she? Doesn't it? Don't we? Don't they? All right, very good. Now with a few sentences. I need to go straight, don't I? I really don't know. I'm asking a question. She hates swimming, doesn't she? I want you to agree with me. They don't work well, do they? I want you to agree with me. Okay, when we use regular verbs in the past tense, then we use the past of do, which is did. So here's the rising intonation with did. Be careful of the connecting sounds. Did I? Did you? Now we've got the D and the Y together, and that makes a J sound. Did you? Did he? Did she? Did it? Did we? Did they? And now with falling intonation. Did I? Did you? Did he? Did she? Did it? Did we? Did they? Good. Now, the negative tags. Now, I want you to really pay attention because we've got a D followed by an N. Remember when we did could and couldn't? And remember how that D gets held inside of the mouth? We've got the D followed by the N. And in order to do that, we make the D, we leave the tongue on the teeth, and let the air switch between the mouth and the nose. It's a tricky thing to do, but listen. Didn't, didn't, didn't. Now, in the first case, I'm going to erase the T because it's followed by a vowel. So listen. Didn't I? Didn't I? Didn't you? Didn't he? Didn't she? That T's held inside. Didn't it? Didn't we? Didn't they? All right, good. Now with falling intonation. Didn't I? Didn't you? Didn't he? Didn't she? Didn't it? Didn't we? Didn't they? And a few past tense regular verb questions. He cut down the tree, didn't he? I'm asking for confirmation. The students did their homework, didn't they? I'm not really sure. You got lost, didn't you? I'm asking for confirmation. Okay, now let's use some modals. When we've got a modal in a statement, it's the modal that we use as part of the tag. So when we use the modal can, and remember, in the statement, can is usually reduced to can, right? I can play, I can go, I can see, I can... Okay, we reduce it. Unless it's at the end of the statement, then we would make the full sound. Yes, I can. But there's another time when we make the full a sound in can, and that is in these tag questions. We wouldn't say, can I? We would only say the can if it's part of a statement. So we don't do that in the tags. So we would say, can I? Can you? Can he? Can she? Can it? Can we? Can they? Okay, nice a sound. Now listen to can with a falling intonation. Can I? Can you? Can he? Can she? Can it? Can we? Can they? All right, and then using the negative tags. Can I? Or can't I? Are you confused? Sometimes we would remove that T, and it sounds exactly like the can. But don't worry, because you'll know what it is from the statement. So we have can I, C-A-N apostrophe T, I, can I, or can't I. They're both fine. In the next section, we have can't you, and there's no way we could remove that T because it's connected to the Y. Canny or canty. Can't she? In this case, we can hear the held T. Can't she? Can it? Now that T is missing there, but we can also say can't it. Can't we? Can't they? So notice when you've got the T plus a vowel, sometimes that T disappears. Again, don't worry. It's commonly pronounced without a T. People don't get confused about it because they already know what it is. They can guess because the statement side is a positive statement. A few sentences. You can play the piano, can't you? That's a question. We can't go tomorrow, can we? I'm asking for your confirmation. I can help you, can I? Can I? Okay, we're using the negative tag, can I, but the T's missing. I could also say, I can help you, can't I? Either one is fine. Okay, going on. When we use the modal will, will is talking about the future. When you've got the modal will in a statement, you'll use a will in the tag. So pay attention to how the L is connecting with some of these vowel sounds. If they're not connecting with the vowel sound, they're just held inside of the mouth. Will I? Will you? Willie? Will she? Will it? Will we? Will they? All right, and then with a falling intonation. Will I? Will you? Willie? Will she? Will it? Will we? Will they? Okay, and then of course when we use will plus not, we almost always put them together and get won't, won't. And again, because we've got an N plus a T and a vowel in some cases, we probably won't hear that T. So we've got won't I, won't you, won't he, won't she, held inside, won't it, won't we, won't they? Okay, nice and held inside. Now let's drop it down. Won't I? Won't you? Won't he? Won't she? Won't it? Won't we? Won't they? And a few sentences. I won't be late, will I? I'm not sure. He'll help us out, won't he? I'm not sure. It'll be a nice party, won't it? I want you to agree with me. Okay, now using the modal have. Now have is something special because have can be both a modal and a verb. So if I say to you, I have a new sweater. Have shows ownership. I have a dog. Have shows ownership. So if you're using have as a verb, you would never use it in the tag because the have in the tag can only be a modal. So you can only say something like, I have gone, I have seen, I have done. And in that case, you would have a modal and you would use the have in the tag. If you're using have as the main verb, what tag would you use? Think about that for a second. You have a dog. Mm-mm. Okay, that's just a regular present tense verb. You have a dog, don't you? Okay, so use have in the tag only if the have is considered a modal, not a verb. Going up in intonation. Have I? Have you? Has he? Has she? Has it? Have we? Have they? Good, and notice I didn't reduce this sound, have. It may not be super strong, but it's not reduced. It doesn't get that schwa sound. A lot of times as a modal, we reduce this sound to uv, or sometimes even uh, but not when it's a part of a tag. It has to be have. Going down in intonation, have I? Have you? Has he? Has she? Has it? Have we? Have they? Good. Now in the negative tag. Haven't I? Haven't you? Hasn't he? Hasn't she? Hasn't it? Haven't we? Haven't they? And asking for confirmation. Haven't I? Haven't you? Hasn't he? Hasn't she? Hasn't it? Haven't we? Haven't they? All right, and then a few sentences. She's gone to Africa, hasn't she? She's gone. She has gone. She's gone to Africa, hasn't she? Okay, rising intonation. I don't know. Has she? I want to know the answer. They haven't finished their homework, have they? Okay, have they? It drops down, so I want you to agree with me. I've finished all you asked me to do, haven't I? Okay, I want to know the answer. All right, very good. Going on. So another modal is should. Should. Now, just like have and can, we're not going to reduce this to that really small sound of should, should. We're only going to do that if we put it in front of a verb. There's no verb here. There's just a pronoun following it. So we want to have a should. We have should I? Should you? That D and Y connect to a J. Should you? Should he? Should she? Should it? Should we? Should they? All right, and falling back down. Should I? Should you? Should he? Should she? Should it? Should we? Should they? Okay, and then in the negative tag, we get that DNT again. And that's the one that's a little bit tough maybe, but listen. Shouldn't. Shouldn't. So we've got shouldn't plus the T plus the I. The T will be missing in most cases. And you'll get shouldn't I? Shouldn't I? Shouldn't you? Shouldn't he? Shouldn't she? Shouldn't it? Shouldn't we? Shouldn't they? And then the falling intonation. Shouldn't I? Shouldn't you? Shouldn't he? Shouldn't she? Shouldn't it? Shouldn't we? Shouldn't they? Okay, a few sentences. They should work harder, shouldn't they? It shouldn't take so long, should it? I should be more responsible, shouldn't I? Okay, now the exact same things happen when you talk about would and could. They sound just like should. So let's run through these really quickly and Remember, they're acting the same as should, except we've got a different sound at the beginning. So we've got would I, would you, would he, would she, would it, would we, would they, and dropping down, would I, would you, would he, would she, would it, would we, would they, and using the negative, wouldn't I, wouldn't you, wouldn't he, wouldn't she, wouldn't it, wouldn't we, wouldn't they, and dropping down, wouldn't I, wouldn't you, wouldn't he, wouldn't she, wouldn't it, wouldn't we, wouldn't they. And now using could, going up, could I, could you, could he, could she, could it, could we, could they, and down, could I, could you, could he, could she, could it, could we, could they, and the negative going up, couldn't I, couldn't you, couldn't he, couldn't she, couldn't it, couldn't we, couldn't they, and going down, couldn't I, couldn't you, couldn't he, couldn't she, couldn't it, couldn't we, couldn't they. All right, great. Now, I realize this may be a little bit boring. It's very drillish. We've drilled quite a bit here. But I promise you, if you practice these, not only the intonation, but with the word connections, the more you do it, the better you'll sound. The more natural it will be when you speak normally with other people. So I encourage you to go over it several times, just to get your mouth and your brain working together to produce the same sounds consistently. Now down below, you'll see a few sentences. Here are a few examples of something else. Notice in the sentence, it says, they could have won the game, could have won. And of course, when we speed that up, we reduce the modals to could have won, could have won. They could have won the game. So we've got two modals here. How do we answer? We also use two modals. So it goes like this. They could have won the game, couldn't they have? Now in this case, the have does get reduced. It's at the very end. It's all by itself. It's not before the pronoun. It's after the pronoun. They could have won the game, couldn't they have? Couldn't they have? So we reduce that have. And again, this only happens when you've got could, would, should, plus have. It doesn't happen when have is alone. The same thing happens with she should have been there, shouldn't she have? Shouldn't she have? We reduce that have down to of. It follows the pronoun. Shouldn't she have? So we've got two modals there. Two modals in the main sentence and two modals in the tag. You probably noticed that I didn't use the modals may or might. These days, especially in North American English, we don't really have a tag for may or might. We don't say, they may bring a cake, may they not, or mayn't they? It's not very common to say that in North America. So we don't really use a tag for this. We would say, they may bring a cake, right? Her mother might call tonight, right? So for may and might, don't even think about a tag. There is no tag. And by the way, notice in both of these sentences, the intonation rose up. Right? Right? We wouldn't do this to make a confirmation tag question. We wouldn't say, they may bring a cake, right? No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work when you're using right. So we wouldn't even make a confirmation tag question with a sentence that contained may or might. So if you look below this, you'll notice a bunch of sentences. And you'll notice that I haven't given you the tag. So this is a little grammar exercise as well as a pronunciation exercise. What I would like for you to do is turn off the audio for just a little bit and go through these. And number one, see if you can figure out what tag needs to be used. And then number two, make sure that you're connecting the words well. After you've done that, read each one out loud. First, ask a question. Make the intonation go up. Then, ask for confirmation. Make the tag go down. Practice it out loud. When you're done, turn the audio back on, and we'll do it together. So go ahead, turn the audio off. I'll be waiting for you. Okay, do you have it? So here are the answers. Let's do the intonation going up, and then let's go back through the sentences and make the intonation fall. Number one, I'm late, aren't I? I'm late, aren't I? Notice I used aren't because we don't usually say, am I not? So once again, I'm late, aren't I? Two, she likes it, doesn't she? Three, they just got back, didn't they? Four, it's going to rain tomorrow, won't it? Five, the keys are on the desk, aren't they? Six, he hasn't come home yet, has he? Seven, we should go now, shouldn't we? Eight, kids shouldn't play with fire, should they? Nine, you couldn't make it on time, could you? 10. Tom didn't like the play, did he? 11. You wish you could visit your country, don't you? 12. He would have visited the Taj Mahal if he'd had the time, wouldn't he have? 13. All people around the world want to raise happy families, don't they? 14. Your friends should have arrived by now, shouldn't they have? 15. I may be able to join your team, right? Okay, right is important there because we don't use a tag question for may or might. Go back again, and let's do these sentences using falling intonation for the tag. Number one, I'm late, aren't I? Two, she likes it, doesn't she? Three, they just got back, didn't they? Four, it's going to rain tomorrow, won't it? Five, the keys are on the desk, aren't they? Six, he hasn't come home yet, has he? Seven, we should go now, shouldn't we? Eight, kids shouldn't play with fire, should they? Nine, you couldn't make it on time, could you? 10. Tom didn't like the play, did he? 11. You wish you could visit your country, don't you? 12. He would have visited the Taj Mahal if he'd had the time, wouldn't he have? 13. All people around the world want to raise happy families, don't they? 14. Your friends should have arrived by now, shouldn't they have? Fifteen. I may be able to join your team. 15. No answer. You can't ask for confirmation using may or might. Okay, I hope this has been helpful for you. I'd like for you to go back and review the tags, review the intonation, review the word connections, especially that. Make sure you understand what tag questions really are. If you're not really sure, get a nice grammar book, ask somebody about it. So by now, you should know a lot about questions, shouldn't you? Keep working hard, keep listening to people, keep practicing, keep modeling yourself after somebody. And if you do all of this, you're coming a long ways. So keep up the good work, and I will talk to you in our next lesson. Thanks, and bye-bye.